听力课堂，听 class.com。
Step by step 2000, book 3. Unit 1, World News, Up in Space. Part 1, Warming Up. You are going to hear 10 brief news items. Focus your attention on who, what, when, where, why, and how.In each news item, and then answer the questions.
1.
The U.S. Space Shuttle Endeavour has docked with the International Space Station bearing a gift of energy.
The 5-man shuttle team arrived to add a set of giant solar power panels to Unity to provide electricity for science experiments that will begin soon after the U.S. laboratory arrives next month.
2.
The International Space Station finally has a living room and a command center. The Russian Zvezda module docked earlier today with the fledgling outpost, which is being assembled in space. After a checkout period, it will be ready for the first crew to live in later this year.
3.
The U.S. Space Agency NASA has declared its Pathfinder spacecraft mission to Mars a 100% success.This week, the Pathfinder completed its 30-day planned mission on Mars, and U.S. space officials say the spacecraft has fulfilled all its objectives.
4.
The United States Space Agency, NASA, says it's given up any real hope of reviving its space probe on Mars. The spacecraft, Pathfinder, made its last transmission of scientific data from the surface of Mars at the end of September, 83 days after landing.
5.
The U.S. Galileo spacecraft is heading for another pass by Jupiter's fiery moon Io Thursday to get a closer look at the most volcanic body in our solar system. A pass just 600 kilometers away last month has provided a better understanding of just how active it is.
6.
It could be a mission impossible type assignment for the crew of the space shuttle Atlantis. They've got the daunting task of delivering NASA's $1.4 billion space lab Destiny to the International Space Station. If they pull it off, the 15-ton lab will put NASA's flight controllers in charge. Until now, Russian controllers have directed operations at the station.
7.
Astronauts on the U.S. Space Shuttle Columbia have conducted experiments to confirm a theory that particles in space tend to attract each other and form dust clouds.
8.
The U.S. Space Shuttle Endeavour is preparing to return home in triumph after completing repairs on the Hubble telescope. The Endeavour is scheduled to land Monday at the Kennedy Space Center on Florida's Atlantic coast, returning to the site where the mission began 11 days ago.
9.
The U.S. Space Shuttle Columbia has returned to Earth after an abbreviated stay in space because of a mechanical problem. The space agency ordered the shuttle back to Earth after one of three power generators failed Sunday. The generators, called fuel cells, provide all of the shuttle's electrical power, and NASA's safety rules require the spaceship to return to Earth if any fuel cell fails.
10.
Discovery is playing chase with the Hubble Space Telescope right now. The shuttle launch was nearly perfect, according to mission managers, and the crew of seven astronauts is setting up housekeeping and recovering from the effects of weightlessness.
Part 2. News Report.
In this section, you are going to hear three news reports.A. Now listen to the first news report, then summarize the news according to the cues given.
Of all the U.S. and Russian spacecraft that have traveled to Mars since the 1960s, the Polar Lander is to be the first to touch down near the planet's South Pole. The lander and a companion orbiting craft called the Mars Climate Orbiter, launched in December, are the second installment of a 12-year NASA program begun in 1996 to unlock the secrets of Earth's red neighbor. The first installment, the Mars Global Surveyor Orbiter and the Pathfinder Lander, arrived in 1997. with Pathfinder's robotic rover collecting and analyzing rocks on a desert about half a world away from the polar landing site. The lander is to touch down just above the northernmost edge of the South Polar ice cap, believed to be a mixture of water and carbon dioxide. It will use retro rockets to slow its descent. Once on the ground, it will employ a robotic arm resembling a child's toy construction shovel to dig in search of subsurface water. Together with the newest orbiter now on its way to Mars, the lander will also measure the distribution of water vapor, dust, and condensates in the Martian atmosphere. While the polar lander descends next December, it is to release two speeding probes, each smaller than a basketball. These rugged instruments are to crash at about 640 kilometers per hour and bury themselves into the Martian surface about 100 kilometers away from the lander's touchdown point. They, too, will be inspecting for subsurface water. The grand finale of this series of Mars probes is tentatively set for launch in 2005. It would return soil and rock samples to Earth 3 years later.
B. Now listen to the second news report. Complete the news summary and briefly answer the questions you hear on the tape.
Space agency NASA forced an ailing observatory to fall from orbit and crash into the Pacific Ocean on Sunday. NASA engineers picked a remote spot to avoid deaths and injuries from the falling debris.
NASA says the Compton Gamma Ray Observatory has made a fiery plunge through the atmosphere into an isolated area of the Pacific. Most of the 9-year-old satellite was to have burned up in the dive, but about 6 tons of hot metal were expected to have showered onto an isolated area about 4,000 kilometers southeast of Hawaii. NASA had estimated that the debris would scatter over a long, narrow path, 4,100 kilometers long and 26 kilometers wide. The deliberate crash came after Goddard Space Flight Center technicians directed the observatory early Sunday to fire its thrusters twice to dive into the atmosphere. NASA felt this was necessary because one of the Compton's 3 stabilizing gyroscopes had failed in December. The space agency decided to bring the 16 metric ton satellite back now in a controlled manner to prevent possible further system failures from causing it to drop on a populated area. The Compton's path took it over many populated areas, including Mexico City, Bangkok, and Miami. Compton exceeded its original 5-year mission by 4 years, resulting in about 2,000 scientific papers. The observatory changed astronomers' view of the heavens after showing that the entire universe is bathed in invisible gamma rays, the highest energy form of light. It discovered hundreds of previously unknown sources of gamma rays, some streaming from black holes, exploding stars, and the sun.
Questions. 1. How old is the Compton? 2. How heavy is the Compton? 3. How many tons of hot metal were expected to plunge into the Pacific? 4. What is the place that has been chosen for the crash of the Compton? 5. How big is the path that the debris of the Compton would scatter over? 6. Why is it necessary to force the Compton to fall from its orbit? 7. What's the significance of the Compton?
C. Now listen to the third news report. First complete the news summary and then fill in the blanks in the chart below.
Astronomers in the United States say they have detected organic molecules on the moon of the planet Jupiter, which could indicate the conditions are right there for some form of life to have evolved. After studying the latest findings sent back by the space probe Galileo, the scientists say they have found chemical signals showing that there are organic molecules on the moon containing carbon and nitrogen.
For the past 15 months, the Galileo spacecraft has been orbiting Jupiter, studying 4 of its moons. Photographs of one of them, Ganymede, shows a wrinkled surface pockmarked with impacts from asteroids and comets. But now, both on Ganymede and the second moon, Callisto, scientists have detected chemical signals showing there are organic molecules there containing carbon and nitrogen, the essential ingredients for life. There's also evidence of water ice there. And on the third moon, Europa, there are deep oceans. There are other possible explanations for the presence of organic molecules on Jupiter's moons. Violent thunderstorms, for example, may produce them. But after the discovery of possible microfossils on Mars last year, the new evidence raises the stakes. Dr. Simon Mitten from Cambridge University was at the meeting in America where the results were announced.
Almost wherever we look in the solar system today with our spacecraft, it's almost like going and looking at different restaurants. It seems that there are many places where there's an interesting kind of organic soup on the menu which could have the right conditions for pre-biology, the beginnings of life, or even the existence of life.
Galileo took 6 years to reach Jupiter and practically broke down on the way. But even though it's crippled, its results have been better than scientists had dared hope.
Part 3.
China's space and aeronautics industry. In this section, you are going to hear 2 news reports about China's space and aeronautics industry. A. Now listen to the first news report, which is about China's first unmanned experimental spacecraft. Complete the news summary and briefly answer the questions below.
In our top story today, President Jiang Zemin, Vice President Hu Jintao, and other top leaders this afternoon went to Beijing Space Center to see the module of the returned unmanned spacecraft, which completed its first test flight recently. A ceremony was held this morning to celebrate the opening of the module. It was transported back to Beijing from Inner Mongolia yesterday.
President Jiang Zemin was briefed on the experimental process of the flight of the spacecraft. He said he is satisfied with the result of the experimental flight. Jiang Zemin pointed out that the success of the experimental flight is a milestone in China's space and aeronautic development and has special significance in the technological breakthrough of manned space flights. He said it is also an inspiration for all Chinese people. The president called on scientists and engineers to fully study and analyze the experimental results so as to map out a development plan to expand the options for China's peaceful use of space. He finally called on Chinese scientists to work continually to improve the level of China's space and aeronautics industry. Earlier in the day, officials from China's space and aeronautics industry, along with researchers and manufacturers of the spacecraft, held a ceremony to mark the safe return of the spacecraft and open its module. Though the module did not carry any astronauts, it did have a payload. Staff took out national flags, the flags of the Macau Special Administrative Region, and a banner with all signatures of the scientists and engineers who participated in the construction of the spacecraft. The items will be presented as gifts by the staff of the space and aeronautics industry.
The spacecraft voyage is successful and the module returns accurately and safely. However, we shall conduct more studies on concrete technical data, such as temperature and humidity, recorded by the module. It will provide us with more data to manufacture the manned spacecraft.
Xu Fuxiang, the president of the China Space Technological Research Institute, said that the successful flight of the unmanned spacecraft proves that the level of China's space and aeronautics industry is among the most advanced in the world. It will inspire more young Chinese scientists to work in the industry.
B. Now listen to the second news report, which is about China's second unmanned experimental spacecraft. Complete the news summary and briefly answer the questions you hear on the tape.
China says it successfully put a second unmanned spacecraft into orbit. It's expected to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere over Inner Mongolia in a few days' time. The launch is part of ambitious long-term plans by the Chinese authorities, which ultimately include hopes of building a space station.
The official Chinese news agency said the country's second unmanned experimental spacecraft, Shenzhou 2, was successfully launched in the early hours of Wednesday morning from a rocket center in Gansu province in northwest China. It's part of a series of tests the Chinese are carrying out before pushing ahead with a manned space mission sometime in the future. The first test flight of the unmanned module took place in November 1999, when it orbited the Earth 14 times before finally landing in Inner Mongolia 21 hours later. The Chinese news agency say this mission will last for a few days, and several technical improvements have been made to the craft. China began its manned space program in 1992, and officials have expressed the hope that one day they'll ultimately launch a space station and put astronauts on the moon.
Questions. 1. When and where was Shenzhou 2 launched? 2. When and where will Shenzhou 2 re-enter the Earth's atmosphere? 3. What is China's long-term ambition? 4. When did the first test flight to the unmanned module take place? 5. How many times did it orbit the Earth? 6. How many hours did it stay in the orbit? 7. Where did it land? 8. How long will Shenzhou 2's mission last? 9. When did China begin its manned space program?
Part 4. Mir, Russia's Space Glory. In this section, you are going to hear two news reports about the Russian space station Mir. A. Now listen to the first news report. Complete the following Mir facts.
Mir means peace in Russian. The station had a core block of living quarters and 6 docking ports for supply ships. Mir was built by the Soviet Union, which is now Russia. It cost $4.2 billion to build and maintain it. Scientists spent 10 years building it, from 1986 to 1996. It weighs 135 tons and has a volume of 9,900 cubic feet. It is 63 feet wide and 85 feet long. Mir hosted 104 cosmonauts, astronauts, and visitors. 46 flights were made to Mir. Cosmonaut Valery Polyakov holds the record for the longest stay in orbit, which is 438 days. And cosmonaut Sergei Avdeyev totaled 747 days between his 3 separate missions to Mir, which is the longest total for any human staying in space. The Mir space station has been sailing through space for 15 years, but Mir doesn't work very well any longer, and its orbit is failing. It has been replaced by the new International Space Station, where the USA, Russia, and many other countries work together. So Russia is going to bring Mir down into the ocean. They will be careful that none of Mir's pieces hit places where people live. This event will be big news, as it should be. Since the Russians began building Mir in 1986, it has survived a fire, collisions with other spacecraft, and even attacks on its wiring by microbes that ate metal and glass. We have learned a lot from Mir about how to live and work in space.
The Russian space agency guided Mir back to Earth on March 23rd. Fragments of the huge spacecraft splashed down in the South Pacific Ocean, just as ground controllers had planned. It was a flawless re-entry. No one was hurt. Mir was truly a remarkable achievement of human ingenuity, breaking uncounted records for human spaceflight. The Mir is gone, but will never be forgotten.
B. Now listen to the second news report. Then answer the questions below.
This week, the Russian space agency said that it will let Mir drop into the Earth's atmosphere to burn up. And if any of the 137-ton craft remains after that, the bits will drop into the Pacific Ocean. Well, that's the theory. Mir became a symbol of Russia's space glory and the most visited place in space, with more than 70 astronauts from many countries making the journey from Earth into orbit. Sergei Avdeyev, a flight engineer, spent longer than anyone else up there. On his third and final visit, he spent a marathon 380 days in space. In total, he orbited the Earth 11,968 times and is beyond doubt the world's most traveled man.
Когда я летал постоянно, эксплуатируемые на ней жили люди. Конечно, мы ждали.
By the time I first flew to Mir in 1992, people were already living there. And when we arrived, we were met and greeted by the other astronauts. We knew the people on board already, though, because we'd trained together or just because they worked in the same place as us. And so we knew who was going to meet us. But then again, each time, it was a new experience, a new team, and therefore a new atmosphere on the station. And despite the fact that we trained for months before launch, it's very hard to imitate the interior of the station in simulation exercises. We never really understood what it was actually like or what the cosmonauts did there to make it a cozy home.
Помимо того, что принадлежала, собственно говоря, станция «Мир» и то, что привозили туда космонавты,
I mean, of course, it looked well lived in. Apart from the things the cosmonauts brought themselves and what the cargo ship delivered, we also inherited quite a lot of things from the previous space station. There were some restrictions on the amount of stuff we could take up with us for personal use. We were allowed 1.5 kilos of personal belongings, but that's it. This could be anything you like, books, photos, good luck charms, anything. But over time, we managed to add to this. Firstly, because the station has been in orbit for a long time, and most of the things people brought stayed up there. And secondly, cargo ships arrived regularly, carrying parcels from Earth with books, calendars, music. And we had quite a large library as well, 400 books ranging from classic literature to technical and reference books. And when foreigners started to fly with us, we got dictionaries, Russian-English, German-Russian, and so on. Some of us spent half a year there at a time, and of course it became like our home, a place where you've spent a significant part of your life. During my second and third trips, there were things there which reminded me of the previous trips. For instance, I celebrated New Year there 3 times. I even knew where the Christmas tree and the decorations were kept.
Ну вот, например, во время второго моего полета была программа американским шаттлом.
During my second flight, we had a joint program with the American shuttle, which brought a new module to the station, the docking sector. It was brand new when we received it and completely empty. So we decided to use it as a kind of art gallery. The European Space Agency had organized a competition among European artists for their work to be exhibited in space. They sent us 15 paintings, and they put them on the walls and the ceiling, and when we had some time off, we loved to go...